What's up, my fellow creepy chasers? It's me, Ghost Joe, and on this episode, we'll talk about a regularly seen but little known sea creature, speak about exorcisms, check in with Chris Whitehouse of the Whitehouse Investigation Team, and much, much more. So let's rock.
Do aliens exist, and are they among us? Are weird creatures lurking in the darkness? Do evil entities hide in the shadows of your bedroom while you sleep? Join us as we explore all this and more on the Warped Reality Podcast.
What's up, everyone? Thank you for tuning in to episode 19 of the Warped Reality Podcast. I am your host, Ghost Joe. As I said in the intro, we'll take a look at a sea cryptid you may never have heard of. I have some disturbing exorcism news. We will check in with Chris Whitehouse for a special guest horrible review on Jordan Peele's Nope. And I have a paranormal story about Ozzy Osbourne and so much more. So let's get started with the cryptid. So the cryptid we're about to talk about right now is called the Gloucester Sea Serpent. Although the cryptid is not as well known as the Loch Ness Monster or Bigfoot or some of the other bigger guys, the Gloucester Sea Serpent is one of the most witnessed cryptids in history. It has been seen around and off the coast of Gloucester, Massachusetts and Cape Ann. Being described as a huge creature with short, stubby legs with gigantic claws and a thin, snake-like tongue. The earliest sighting of this creature was in 1638 by John Jocelyn. I tried to reach out to John for a comment, but for some reason he's not answering my emails. Between 1817 and 1819, there were hundreds, possibly thousands, of sightings over this time. Groups of people and individuals have witnessed him, all with similar descriptions. During the rash of sightings in 1817, General David Humphreys, part of the Linnean's Society of New England, interviewed witnesses and, in typical government fashion, concluded that it was just a new species of snake, nothing to worry about, not a huge, gigantic sea monster or anything. When most people think of cryptids, they think of mythological creatures like Bigfoot, the Jersey Devil, and the Loch Ness Monster. But the thing about cryptids is that they are creatures that may not have been officially discovered yet. Some animals that are quite common now were once cryptids, such as the Komodo dragon, the platypus, the giant squid measuring 24 feet, which was only discovered not too long ago, and even the kangaroo and gorilla were considered cryptids at one point. There is so much of this world that we just don't know about yet. So now let's talk about exorcisms. We heard from Keith Johnson last episode about his dealings with exorcisms and demons, and I had done a story about some in season one as well. But some new developments have occurred. In September 2021, a three-year-old was killed during an exorcism in a small Pentecostal church in San Jose, California. The child's throat was allegedly squeezed and her head held down during the ceremony, which likely asphyxiated her. In May 2022, three of the members of the victim's families were charged with felony child abuse. There are unfortunately many cases like this where people jump to conclusions without or maybe not having the resources to seek professional opinion. A lot of them even happened in modern times, which is just insane. Believe it or not, there's actually a very fine line between the symptoms of possession and psychological problems, which makes it extremely difficult for anybody to understand really what's going on. There's actually a TV show called Evil on Paramount Plus that details this whole thing, so check it out, it's a pretty good show. So now it's time for some I Read It on Reddit, and this one comes to us from Magamane. The scariest ghost experience I had in Bali Island encounter. Hi everyone, I'm pretty new to Reddit and read some interesting stories in this community, so I decided to share my own. So, in the summer of 2018, a group of friends of mine invited me to a trip to Bali, Indonesia. It ended up being a trip of 6 women and 6 men, and I knew around half of the people beforehand, and I got to know the rest during the trip. We went around the island, ate great food, enjoyed the views and culture, and we were all in our early mid-20s, so we ended the night every night with a bar or nightclub night. I believe it was the third night on the island. After the night out, we were in a group of 4 and 5. We got in a cab and headed back to our villa separately, due to us not fitting all in one car. I was one of the people that arrived in the villa latest, and I believe it was approximately around 2 a.m. when I arrived. My roommate and some friends decided that they were going to go to bed first, but I wanted to have a cigarette prior to getting ready to pass out in my room. Now the real story starts, from the deciding to have a cigarette part. For the record, I was not too intoxicated nor too tipsy at this moment. I decided to light up a cigarette in front of my room door, and I was looking around the ambient view of the pool and the living room space. The living room space was darker than the pool. Then I saw a shape of a girl sitting in the couch, but she was looking the opposite direction of me. Thus, I was looking at the back of her head. At this point, I didn't think anything was weird and thought it was one of the girls that stayed with us at the villa with me. Then I got a chill all over my body because I did not recognize her hair as being any of the girls that stayed with us in the villa. In this moment, for some stupid reason, I decided not to freak out, and I felt like I wanted to show I wasn't scared of this random girl, ghost, or spirit. I wasn't sure if it was a ghost or a random girl that broke in, and I decided to finish smoking the rest of my cigarette, and I threw it approximately 5 feet next to her when I was done. Then I opened my door and saw my roommate already asleep. For some reason, I was able to fall asleep quite shortly. I don't usually get sleep paralysis, maybe once prior. I fell asleep in a position where my face was half in the pillow and half out. Then I woke up. I could not move my body. The first sense was my sight. Then I realized I could not move. Then realized I felt something on my cheeks. It was black straight hair on my cheeks, and I only could move my eyeballs. This was the most chills and panic that I had ever felt in my life, as I tried to see what it was by sideballing my eyes as much as I could. Then I saw a face that was also sideballing to stare at me. I was dying inside. My heart was beating like crazy, and I think that this girl ghost also knew that I was pissing my pants. Then the scariest part was she almost screamed her laugh with her mouth directly in my ears, like rapidly with the highest pitch of laugh I've ever heard. I didn't know what to do, but it was like my body was in flight or fight mode. I somehow managed to ball my fist, then the rest of my body woke up. Then I was screaming, "What the F?" and woke up my roommate and some people in the villa. There was nothing that was on top of me when I woke up. I didn't get much sleep that night. People didn't believe what happened to me until a security guard had said that there was a graveyard very close to the villa. It's a story I still tell people and freak out over. Sorry that I had to write this so long. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Let me know if any of you guys had any similar experiences. Then there was a response from Yinyi7. I've experienced both a sleep paralysis and a haunting while in bed. Yes, they share similar conditions, but they aren't the same. Like the OP, I've had a haunting that was similar because I provoked a ghost and pissed her off. I didn't believe back then and asked with the ghost to prove themselves when messing with the OP. See, never provoke. I woke up in the middle of the night to drink some water. I kept a glass on my nightstand right by my bed. After drinking, I settled back down in my bed, sleeping on my side with my back to the wall and my face still facing the nightstand. Not a minute later, the ghost came. She immediately locked me up. I couldn't move anything except for my eyes. I was not asleep since I just drank the water and it usually takes me about 15 minutes to go back to sleep. She was laying behind me, wrapping her legs and arms around me, and she pressed her face next to mine. But she whispered, "Do you believe me now?" I also felt her anger, and it was the scariest haunting I've had, and she locked me up for several minutes, just repeating the question. I cried, told her I was sorry, started praying, and I think I passed out. From my experiences with spirits, they don't like it when you disrespect them. I think when you made that decision to show that you were not afraid, it was fine, but it was definitely throwing the cigarette her way that probably made her haunt you. All right, I think I'm going to need a minute to shake that one off because as I was reading that, I was getting serious chills. That one was kind of creepy. What do you guys think? Also, if you've had a paranormal experience similar to this or any paranormal experience for that matter, you could call me and leave me a voicemail at 845-600-0744 and let me know about it. If you run out of time, just call back and resume your call. You could also email me at ghostjoeny@gmail.com. You could do so anonymously. You know what? You know what? Let's just lighten the mood a little bit. Think puppies and rainbows and beautiful scenery and unicorns and crazy possessed dolls and black-eyed children and aliens staring at you while you're asleep. Oh, you know what? You know what? Let's just check in with Chris Whitehouse and his review of the movie Nope with some horrible reviews.
Hello. I'm bringing you a film review this week. I want to talk to you about the Jordan Peele film Nope. That's his third film after Get Out and Us. I love films, and horror is actually my favourite genre. I actually worked a second job at a cinema as a projectionist a few years ago, and we investigated there a few times, but that's a different story. Nope brings us the same lead actor from Jordan Peele's first movie, Get Out. Daniel Kaluuya plays OJ, a Hollywood horse trainer. The ranch is out in a gulch in America. It's whilst he's out there under this huge gloomy sky one night that OJ witnesses something odd. That experience blossoms into the realisation that aliens inhabit the skies near his ranch. OJ and his sister set about a plan to capture the best shot they can to prove the fact that aliens are among us, and then they hope to get on Oprah and show it and get themselves rich. That's the premise. Now, some audiences are split on this movie. Some will say it's slow, it's underwhelming, with a mix of confusion, to be honest. But I see that Jordan Peele is breaking away to try and do something new and original, and I always try and salute that sort of thing, especially in this saturated market we call horror movies. Daniel Kaluuya plays a subdued, laid-back kind of character, but you can tell he's thinking and planning quietly. He doesn't want the aliens to know that he knows they are there. It reminds me of Close Encounters, and you know how Richard Dreyfuss gets wrapped up in the aliens himself. The last third is like enacting the plan, and I think it gets going there. You sort of knowing that something's going to go wrong, but you hope to get the shot. I think that's when the pulse of the movie quickens. But whether it'll satisfy you, I don't know. But I was satisfied, weirdly. It's not something that I'd watch a ton again, but it's kept me thinking afterwards, and that's quite important. The fact that Jordan Peele is trying to find new ways to freshly creep us out, that's something to be celebrated, really. I look forward to Jordan Peele's next film, and I hope you give it a go and let Ghost Joe know what you think. Okay, back to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Chris, for that awesome, horrible review. I got to check that movie out. I've been meaning to for a while now. By the way, if you like Chris and you want to check out more of his stuff, the Chris Whitehouse and the Whitehouse Investigation Team, please check out all of their social media stuff. All the links will be in the show notes as usual. Also, beginning on the next show, I will be passing the torch from Horrible Reviews over to a good buddy of mine who is a huge horror fan, and he is a new but old friend of the Warped Reality Podcast. You'll know what I'm talking about next week. You've heard him before. That's all I'm going to say. So please check out the next episode. You will not be disappointed. So now the Ozman segment cometh. So Ozzy Osbourne, whether you know him from fronting iconic heavy metal bands like Black Sabbath or a solo band, his early 2000s reality show The Osbournes, or just being Sharon Osbourne's husband, you've all heard the name and many of the stories about his antics. Well, Ozzy claims that he is being haunted by evil entities in his Beverly Hills home. He claims to see a shadow figure in the corner of his room while he's in bed. Now, mind you, Ozzy has done a lot of drugs in the past. So much so that scientists did a study to see how he's still alive after the self-abuse. He has pointed it out to Sharon, but she hasn't seen it and considers herself a huge skeptic. Ozzy feels that something bad must have happened in the house due to the heavy feelings that he constantly gets. Although the family does have some possibly haunted items in their house, a cross made from the steel of the World Trade Center and two leather chairs they own. Ozzy had confessed his haunting suspicion on the Travel Channel show The Osbournes Want to Believe, which features himself, Sharon, and his son Jack, who is now a paranormal investigator. Recently, the Osbournes put their Beverly Hills home up for sale, stating that they are moving back to England. Look, Ozzy is my favorite band of all time. For those of you that don't know, he's known as the Prince of Darkness, but he is actually a very humble, nice, religious family man who just so happened to have bitten the head off of bats, doves, and urinated on a national monument. I mean, nobody's perfect. Do you think it was because of paranormal activity that Ozzy was seeing the shadow figure, or do you think it was other stuff? Let me know, 845-600-0744, or email me at ghostjoeny@gmail.com. All right, so now let's talk some UFO news, shall we? So new documents obtained through the Freedom of Information Act found that UFOs regularly injure witnesses, most likely due to the witnesses coming into contact with advanced propulsion systems. There is no evidence that this is done intentionally, but most of the injuries include radiation sickness, skin burns, possible brain damage, and some women have even become pregnant after witnessing a UFO. Whew. If you're not sure what an advanced propulsion system is, it's basically a system that would allow a spacecraft to move through space very, very, very fast. Think light speed in Star Wars, warp speed in Star Trek, and ludicrous speed in Spaceballs. NASA is working on one that could eventually make traveling to Mars weeks instead of months, years to Jupiter, and years to stars that would normally take centuries. If you'd like to read this article in more detail, you could check out the show notes and I'll have a link for it there. So, in other UFO news, on Wednesday, September 7th, strange lights were spotted in the sky in the early morning hours above southern Arizona. What makes this sighting very odd is that there seem to be two separate anomalies being caught on the webcam from the University of Arizona Hydrology and Atmospheric Sciences. The first was captured around 5:20 a.m., flying west to northwest in what appears to be a low altitude. After it moves out of view, another object in the sky seems to fall out of the sky. Arizona is known as a UFO hotspot and ranks number 6 behind UFO reports. To the northwest of Arizona is Nevada, which is another UFO highway and home to the infamous Area 51. Some say the first UFO could be that of the SpaceX Starlink satellite, which does look similar if you've ever seen it. But what was that second image? A link to the video will be in the show notes, so you can judge for yourself. Let me know if you know what you think it is. Now, let's get to some spooky. Set the scene. It's the darkest part of night. No light is leaking into your room at all. You wake up in a cold sweat, feeling kind of startled. You look at your clock. It's 3:05 a.m. A cold chill runs down your spine, and your bones feel frozen stiff. You start to breathe heavily, not really knowing why, but you feel uneasy, like someone or something is watching you. Terror sets in, and although you try to scream, no voice exits your mouth. Your senses are heightened. Every creak and noise within the house feel amplified by 1,000%. But what is going on? Could it be a waking dream? Or maybe it's because it is the witching hour. I hope you guys enjoyed my little intro there. So we've all heard 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. being referred to as the witching hour or the devil's hour. But where did that term come from? There are a few different theories on this. Some say the phrase was first referred to in a 1775 poem named Night, an Ode, by Reverend Matthew West. But the origins may date back all the way to 1535. Due to fears of witchcraft in Europe, the Catholic Church banned activities during 3 to 4 a.m. 3 a.m. is also supposedly a mockery of the Holy Trinity, as Christ had died at 3 p.m., and the devil's mocking is the inverse, which is 3 a.m. Of course, many people believe that when the clock strikes 3 a.m., that it opens a supernatural doorway for demons and spirits to cross over realms. Many witches and others who are sensitive to the paranormal realm feel their abilities are strongest at this time as well. Many movies have also used 3 a.m. as their time of the most paranormal activity, such as The Amityville Horror, The Exorcism of Emily Rose, and The Conjuring. Scientists believe that it is due to our sleep pattern and may not be supernatural at all. They're party poopers, man. They're duds, right? They claim that most of us are in our deepest sleep, the REM stage, which is where our mind is most active. Therefore, we may have a nightmare or our brain may wake us up to use the bathroom. That may also be a common time for sleep paralysis as well, which is basically when your mind wakes up, but your body is still asleep. This causes you to start to be in somewhat of a waking dream state, which can obviously conjure up a lot of crazy things. Or maybe that's what the demons want you to believe. And now let's do some haunted eBay. So the first item that we're going to talk about is haunted or cursed railroad spike figurine, half century old. And it's going for $65.99. That's $65.99. Which is a starting bid, or you could buy it now for $85.99. That's not too bad. The shipping is $23.97 though, which is kind of steep. Anyway, let's read the description, shall we? Haunted Cursed Railroad Spike figurine from the 1950s, 60s. Said item is cursed with shadow attachments and also a railroad worker of the period. A little around possibly just over a decade ago, I'd heard a train near my home. Well, those train tracks had long been removed. They were removed in the late 80s, early 90s. One night, I'd ventured off towards the sound to see which direction it was coming from, and I met a railroad worker who asked me what happened to the tracks he'd been working on and where everyone else was. To my dismay, I had to advise someone who appeared totally fine, with exception of possible brain damage, know that the tracks were once finished and had been destroyed some time later. I then ceased to see him again. He received the helpful news sorrowfully and slightly anguished and possibly moved on. All that's left are what I believe could be his peers of the period, aka the shadows. Item needs a good home and is not dangerous that I know of. Some sleepless nights may occur at most. Happy bidding! Our next item is Haunted Bunny Oscar, chocolate-scented, tangible doll. And the starting bid is $18, or you can buy it now for $25. Shipping is an easy $12.99. So, yeah, let's get into the description, shall we? My husband and I are paranormal investigators, and we help haunted, spirited items to find a good home. Meet Oscar. He is a fun dude. He is 12 years old and he passed away in an ATV accident. He's a country boy and likes sports, baseball, basketball, soccer, riding his bike, riding a skateboard, riding ATVs, snowmobiles, climbing trees, boating, fishing, hunting, playing video games, going to the movies and pizza. He likes to open and close doors, knock and bang on my doors and walls, turn my lights on and off, turn my TV on and off. We hear his footsteps running up and down our hallways and stairs. That would creep me the hell out. I've heard him laugh. That would creep me out more. We've heard him say, "Play with me." Wow. He likes to stay up late. Sometimes I have to get up and turn the lights or TV back off after he has turned them on. He has communicated through my dowsing rods, pendulums, spirit board, making noises, and electronics. He is ready to go to his new home and excited about meeting you. The bunny doll is 20 inches long and has ivory fur and brown eyes. He has a brown ribbon around his neck. He is chocolate scented. And our final item is Shell of Souls. Can you hear them whisper? Ghostly gastropod. And it goes for $20, and there's no bid on it. It's just 20 bucks. The shipping is $5.85, so it's a bargain. Listen carefully and you may hear the whispers of lost souls in the shell's hypnotizing song. Putting a shell to your ear creates ambient white noise, blocking out distractions and helping you to reach a meditative state where you are more receptive to calls from beyond. Will you hear soothing words, a cry for help, or something more sinister? This ear-sized shell comes in a red felt lined mother-of-pearl box with brass trim. Please see photos for details and feel free to ask any questions before purchasing. Thanks for looking. So I hope you guys enjoyed my segment of Haunted eBay, By the way, the Warped Reality Podcast takes no responsibility if you purchase any of these items, and paranormal activity does or does not happen, so buy at your own risk. By the way, guys, I love listener engagement, so if you have a paranormal experience you'd like to share, please leave me a voicemail at 845-600-0744, or you could email me at ghostjoeny@gmail.com. You could do so anonymously if you'd like. The Warped Reality Podcast reserves the right to play your voicemail on the podcast. Remember, we are a judgment-free zone, so your stories are safe with us. So that's a wrap for episode 19, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it. As always, everything we talked about will have links in the show notes. Thank you to Chris Whitehouse and the Whitehouse Investigation Team. Check out their social media links in their show notes as well, and support them because they're awesome. On the next episode, we'll chat with author, podcaster, paranormal investigator Eve S. Evans. Check back in with the Whitehouse Investigation Team and meet a new but old Warped Reality Podcast member. I'll explain next time on Saturday, October 1st. Later, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Warped Reality Podcast. And thank you to all my guests and contributors that helped make this show possible. For more episodes, guest info, social media links, merch, and more, please check out warpedrealitypodcast.com. If you have a paranormal experience you would like to share, questions, comments, or you'd like to be a guest in the show, please leave me a voicemail at 845-600-0744, or you can email me at ghostjoeny@gmail.com. You can do so anonymously if you'd like. Also, I'd greatly appreciate it if you could leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or warpedrealitypodcast.com. Have a great night, everyone, and don't forget to change your shorts.